You must tell me if he bothers you, Biddy. I'll be here more often now. I'm not going to leave poor Joe alone. Biddy said nothing. Come, Biddy. What do you mean by this silence? Are you quite sure, then, that you will come to see him? Oh, Biddy, I said sadly. This really is a bad side to your character. Don't say any more. And that evening, I thought how unkind, how unjust Biddy was to me. Next morning, I looked in at the forge before leaving, and said goodbye to Joe, who was already hard at work. I shall be back to see you soon, Joe. Never too soon, sir, said Joe. And never too often, Pep. As I walked away, I think I knew that I would not go back. Biddy was right. In London, I did some serious thinking. I could see that my character had not improved since I had heard about my expectations. I was spending far too much money. What was worse, I was a bad influence on Herbert, who was also spending too much. I would have offered to pay his bills, but he was too proud to listen to such a suggestion. I had hoped that on my 21st birthday, I would discover more about my future. But Mr. Jaggers explained that he could not give me any more information, except that from now on, I would have £500 a year to spend as I liked. I suddenly thought of a way I could help Herbert.